There is still a great deal to figure out about what went wrong before September 11th. Part of that effort has been unfolding on Capitol Hill, where a joint House-Senate panel has been investigating intelligence failures. Last week, it was the hearings themselves that made headlines, with a much-publicized news leak and a request to the Justice Department to track down the source. NPR News analyst Daniel Shore says the history of trying to control congressional leaks is long and colorful.
Not for the first time, and undoubtedly not for the last, the administration is engaged in a tussle with a congressional committee over control of national security information. The Joint Senate-House Intelligence Committee, criticized by Vice President Cheney for releasing information from electronic intercepts, is now itself undergoing an FBI investigation. At issue are reports last week quoting from Arabic conversations overheard by the National Security Agency on September 10th, with phrases like, "the match is about to begin," and "tomorrow is the zero hour." It looked like an intelligence failure, and the story was attributed to congressional sources. Actually, there were stories as long ago as September 22nd, but then attributed to administration sources, telling of intercepted conversations on September 10th among Osama bin Laden's lieutenants, pointing to an imminent attack. The leak seemed then intended to link the September 11th assault to the Al-Qaeda organization. There have long been disputes over whether officials overclassify security information for their own reasons. But the executive branch has always maintained the sole control of classified information, sharing it with Congress on a promise of maintaining confidentiality. This was widely disregarded during the post-Watergate investigations of the intelligence community in the mid-1970s. Covert operations from Chile to Angola, from Italy to Iraq, were exposed by congressional whistleblowers with access to the documents. The House Intelligence Committee insisted on a co-equal congressional right to declassify security information. CIA Director William Colby said that would make covert operations impossible. President Ford's threat to withdraw all classified documents from the congressional committees led to an Oval Office showdown in which Chairman Frank Church and Otis Pike finally agreed to accept presidential authority over classified information. That settled the matter of official disclosure, but not the matter of leaks. Wherever there was a congressional investigation, the Kennedy plots to assassinate Fidel Castro, the Reagan deal to trade missiles for hostages with Iran, one could expect substantial leaks. As far as known, the FBI has never succeeded in pinpointing the source on Capitol Hill. But they're still trying. This is Daniel Shore.